This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Spying numbskulls on broadcasting.
What's up, Americanos? Conservative Americanos, the real Americans. Glad you are here. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. You want to give me a ring? 844-551-8255. Leftists are ruining this country. There's not anything that they touch that doesn't sour, that doesn't spoil, that doesn't fester. And that's just the truth. They can be mad at me for saying it. Look, if it was true of conservatives, I would tell you. I have no problem admitting the truth about the good, the bad, and the ugly, on no matter whose side it is. So, here's the deal. The leftists who are allowing this open border situation are essentially reinventing America. They're bringing back all the diseases that we spent billions and billions of dollars eradicating, that made your kids relatively safe when they went to schools, made you relatively safe when you flew on planes, when you went to restaurants and things like this. And now the left are bringing them back. Bubonic plague is in California. Scabies. And for those who go, well, Kevin, you can't say that it's related to the illegal immigration. Yeah, you can. Because if you look at illegal immigration and the influx of illegals, you can see it is in direct proportion to the growth of scabies, of rubella, of the measles, of the mumps, of bubonic plague, and a host of other stuff. I came back from Costa Rica. Melissa and I did. And there's a form, and they ask you, are you bringing fruit? Are you bringing fruit back? And don't you dare look sick. They will put you in quarantine. Man, shoot. You better believe. Faster than a monkey driving by Loma Linda. And I'm just telling you, it'll be quick. Do you have any fruit? You have any kind of contraband that you're bringing back in Costa Rica that could do something to our environment, be destructive? This is the legal process. I'm a citizen. They're looking you up and down. I'm just saying. Anyway, they said this. This is an article in The Hill. Diseases are reemerging in some parts of America, including Los Angeles County. You mean especially in Los Angeles County? That we haven't commonly seen since the Middle Ages. Folks, this is The Hill. This is not Fox News. Not that Fox News is the barometer of anything conservative, but people still seem to think that. Anyway, the Middle Ages? One of those is typhus, a disease carried by fleas that feed on rats. Now, you know that's in D.C., right? Those swamp rats now have no cover. They say that these rats in turn feed on garbage and sewage that is prominent in people-packed typhus zones. Typhus. Hey, let me ask you, when is the last time? It's like hearing about Ebola in America. You guys remember when I told you about Ebola? I said there's an outbreak of Ebola in Texas. They weren't even telling you about it. Google it. Don't believe me when I tell you this stuff. Google it for yourselves, and you'll see there's an outbreak of Ebola. People coming from the Congo, shipping them all over Texas. More Ebola in the last decade than we've had in probably the history of America. Before we even had a CDC, a Centers for Disease Control. Unbelievable. Now we're talking typhus. Here's what they say. Although typhus can be treated with antibiotics, the challenge is to identify and treat the disease in resistant, hard-to-access populations, such as the homeless or extremely poor in developing countries. Let me tell you where the developing countries are. Any city in America, that's third world. Crap holes, rat-infested, call it whatever you want, go back. Whatever offends the left, that's what it is. Bring all these people together, bring all these illegals and all their... There was a dude coughing on the plane, and I was coming back, and I was like, man, get him off. Sorry, I don't want to share that. I don't want to get sick. They said, this is what's interesting, though. It's not just typhus. Guy writes, I also believe that homeless areas are at risk for reemergence of other deadly ancient diseases. Leprosy, known as Hansen's disease. Leprosy involves a mycobacteria. Tuberculosis is another mycobacteria that is very difficult to transmit and very easy to treat with a cocktail of three antibiotics. Yet according to the Center for Disease Control, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are more than 200,000 new cases reported in the world every year, with two-thirds of them in India, home to one-third of the world's poor. The poor are disproportionately affected by the disease. So this is a disease that seeks out your bank account, apparently, and goes, oh, you are under the threshold, poor person. It's the living conditions. You know what the living conditions are becoming in formerly beautiful places like San Francisco? Third world, with crap alerts and crap maps, city crap maps. They said the poor disproportionately affected because closed quarters, poor sanitation, lack of prompt diagnosis or treatment can easily convert a disease that should be rare to one that is more common. And this is what's happening all over the country. Untreated, Hansen causes disabilities over time with peripheral nerves affected and the fingers and toes becoming numb. Multibacillary Hansen's disease, the more serious version, also causes skin lesions, nodules, plaques, and nasal congestion. With eye involvement, corneal ulcers, and sometimes blindness. These are people being let into this country. We haven't had to deal with leprosy. I mean, look, I remember getting, DDT? Wasn't that, I forget what it was, like diphtheria, pertussis, DPT. It was a shot cocktail going to school. Now we got diseases here that we had eradicated from America for years. Smallpox, tuberculosis, whatever. All of them. Y'all, I named them all earlier. I don't need to go back over them. Most of these are coming from Mexico. That's what they said. Central America and South America, leprosy is more prevalent in those countries. And you think it's any by just some stroke of fate that we got them here? You know why it is. But Democrats don't want to talk about that. They want to, these people are cost positive to our economy. It's a really good thing that we bring them in and it's humanitarian. Stop separating them from their babies. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns, of problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country, would they be able to fit inside a college football stadium? I mean, seriously. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax.
I played that clip the other day, Tucker Carlson talking about white supremacy is a hoax, because it is. He needed to... Tucker, I mean, I hate when people that don't really understand how to develop a topic better. And Tucker's an intelligent guy, and he's a good guy. I'm not trying to slam him, and I'm certainly not slamming him because he's part of Fox. I really don't care. But... I hate when they don't develop these subjects better. Anyway, that's what we were talking about, white privilege, white nationalism. And I bring it up because a Hollywood chick said she wishes she had not been born white and privileged. And I thought to myself, that is the height of ignorance, height of racism. I wish I hadn't been born white and had all this privilege. Really? So what exactly privilege do you have? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Can you imagine somebody feeling, I mean, look, we're born into circumstances. And there are kids that probably, I could see a kid saying, I wish I'd been born to better parents. Parents that didn't beat me, abuse me, neglect me. I could see that. But you're born into the circumstances you're born into. And I'll tell you this. If you ask me, Kevin, would you rather be born into a billionaire family where you're beaten, abused, and are neglected in some way? Or would you rather be born into a loving family that's poor? I take the loving family that's poor. Right? So it's funny to me that how we met, how the left, and I call it the left. Logic is that if you're born into money, if you're born into, you know, certain status, if you will, you have an advantage over everybody else. How does the world work if that's indeed the case? The United States is a proving ground that a caste system is a joke. You know, in India and places like that where they have a caste system, you're born into menial labor, you can't be royalty, etc. We prove that. We proved that by electing an abject idiot into the presidency and made him a multimillionaire by the name, this guy is Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, and he's proven that you can be stupid and a flim-flam artist and become president of the United States and make more money than God. That's what we've proven in this country. Anyway, if we looked at the logic of money being privileged, the Nigerians are I think they have the highest average mean income of any nationality in America. Then it's a bunch of Asians after that. Are they experiencing white privilege? It takes a while on that list to get down to the dreaded white people. And as I asked earlier, when did money denote privilege? Given a choice of being a billionaire in prison or an average Joe with my freedom, I'll take freedom for 2,000, Alex. And what of the endemic racism of America, right? The racism in things like housing, the racism in things like policing, the racism in things like education and so on. Okay, I go back to my original premise when I told you that when somebody brings up white privilege or white nationalism, that person is a racist and an anti-American racist at that. Because there is indeed institutional racism created by white Democrats in all these things. White Democrats created it. Give me your institutional racism. Tell me where it is. Oh, Kevin, it's in academia. Okay, great. Who runs it? Leftists. Leftists run academia. Who's got the worst schools? Blacks. Who's got the worst graduation rates? Blacks. Who's got the worst college entrance rates? Blacks. That could go on. Well, what is the state of education in America? Is it getting better or is it getting worse? You know the answer. What is the average reading level of a high school graduate in any big city? White, black, or otherwise? Eighth grade. And if they're black, it's fourth grade. I know I could go on. So the endemic institutional racism is owned by whom? Oh, Kevin, there's racism in policing. Okay, great. Is it Mayberry RFD policing or is it policing in, I don't know, Baltimore? Is it policing in, I don't know, Chicago? Okay, so who runs them? Who runs these places? Give me your systematic institutional endemic racism and I will give you leftism. Every single time. There is no institutional racism in being a conservative because you don't care. It's amazing to me. Anyway, Hollywood actress Rosanna Arquette, who bills herself as resisting fascism on a daily basis, that's what she puts on Twitter, she's decided to respond to the national conversation around the evils of white supremacy by airing her profound guilt over being born a white person. Here's what she tweeted. I'm sorry I was born white and privileged. It disgusts me, and I feel so much shame. That's what she wrote. Folks listening to me, The Kevin Jackson Show. I am a black man, an American first, but a black man telling you, if you allow people like Rosanna Arquette to make your children feel less, or if you feel less, like you feel guilty for being born white, shame on you. See, this is what I talk about. If I were on the other side of this issue, Rosanna Arquette would be one of my prostitutes, and I'd have all her money. If she feels that way, believe me, if I went on the other side of this issue to guilt her into feeling even worse, this is what I talk about. When I think about running game, you know, which is a term black people use, running game, she's a perfect candidate. She's inviting me to come and make her feel bad, to demoralize her for being white and privileged. So you need to give up both. You need to give all that up to this black man, including all your wealth. So for all intents and purposes, you can become a prostitute for me. If you allow this type of thinking to occur, you might as well turn your kids over into the streets and let pimps, just go find, you know, Jaquan and let him pimp your kids, because that's essentially what's happening. Your kids and you are being pimped. You're ashamed of being born the way you're born. What country on the planet? Who? You have zero control over this, and we're having this discussion. White privilege, white nationalism. There is no such thing. Not anymore. And the idea that being born white is a privilege to me is insulting. Let me tell you something. None of my generation, none of my kids are ever going to be born white. None of my kids from going forward, my grandkids are going to be born white. They're going to have my bloodline, and I happen to be black, or whatever percentage, 79% black, as you guys have heard me express. It's just ridiculous. Get over it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. 1 week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News. Let's get a coronavirus stimulus check update with Dan Araki.
The House passed a measure Monday to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has called on lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all House Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Congressman Ken Buck agrees. The Colorado Republican tells Newsmax TV that he would have supported the effort if it had reduced spending elsewhere in the bill.
They won't consider this at all, and I said that I would support this if they reduced their, or took away the pork and funded this $2,000 through the reduction of pork. They didn't do that. They just wanted more and more spending, and it's a typical Democrat strategy. I think what they're trying to do is appeal to voters in Georgia. I think it's very cynical, and it's sad. We're at $30 trillion of debt right now, and to just throw money around like that is typical Pelosi, frankly.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We live in a strange new world, folks, in a strange time. I can't let us off the hook as conservatives over this next topic because we've been complicit in some ways. And partly it's because it is changing times. The methods of communication are so many. The interpersonal ability to communicate is just not, it's really not even needed as much anymore. So you could Skype. There's all kinds of video stuff you can do now. I mean, I'm thinking about what represented like the future that I thought I was going to die before I would ever see anything close to this. And it was, one of them was the Dick Tracy watch. Do you guys remember that? Now, you know, something happens. I'm in a meeting. I don't check my phone. You know what I check? I check my Dick Tracy watch. It gives me my emails. It gives me my text messages. I can put a note in there, speak into it and have a note. I can speak into it and it'll send the message back to you. My Dick Tracy watch. Never thought that I would have a watch that I would respond to on my phone. I never thought in my lifetime I would speak through a communication system and be able to look at you. Remember when you saw that type of communication, you thought, that's so far-fetched, like the Jetsons. Remember, I think the Jetsons, you could talk through that thing and it would show the picture. And we were like, man, that's so futuristic. Now it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. That's where we are. And we feel like we're communicating with people when we respond back by Twitter. Funny story. I mean, I went to hit some golf balls the other day, play nine holes, and I play two, and I catch up with a twosome in front of me, and it's a husband and wife, and they said, go ahead and hit. You know, I'm up on the tee, and they're down the fairway. They said, no, come on, play through. So I hit, get out there by them, and they said, you want to play through? I said, no, it's a log jam up ahead of me anyway, so might as well play together. So they said, okay, but it was a quick little introduction. They went to their ball. I hit my ball. We end up on the green, and I go over and introduce myself. And hi, I said, hey, my name is, and I said, Kevin. And the guy goes, Kevin Jackson. And I go, yeah. He goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, I am such a fan. I follow you on Twitter. I feel like we know each other and all this. And he knew me. Of course, I don't know him. But he knew me from my TV appearances, which I hadn't been on Fox in ages. But he still remembered me. He goes, no, man, we love your work. He goes, I follow you. And his wife, they want to take pictures, which I find funny. And then he tells me, he says, I saw you on a plane, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I was going to go up to you and say something, but he goes, I didn't want to be that guy. I said, it would have been fine. Anyway, people think that that's a friendship. They know you. He was like, I know you, man. We're buddies, right? And, you know, I gave him my number so we could golf again together and stuff like that. But we're in a time where people know you and don't really know you. You know, they think they know you. In this particular case, the guy does know me. My personality is the same one way or the other. I told him, I said, man, no offense, but I'm not a star, and I don't. If you want to come talk to somebody, go up and talk to them. It's not that big of a deal. They probably would be flattered by it. But all that to say this. I saw this story, and it says 22% of millennials aged 23 to 38 surveyed by YouGov say that they have no friends. 22% have no friends, while a third say they have at least 10 friends. Even if younger Americans are overstating their isolation, the jarring numbers reflect long-term rising trends in loneliness. Studies have indicated that loneliness has myriad negative mental and physical health effects. Now, when you start thinking about these shooters, and you start thinking about all the things that we just talked about, I mean, I want you to understand, this is part of it. The lack of human interaction, the lack of, and by the way, the millennials, when they have their interaction, they can't speak their minds, they can't say what they want to say, because they feel stifled. Have you ever felt like that? You want to know the most frustrating thing in the world is when one of them, for me, is when you're younger and somebody says something along the lines of, you know, like, you're going to talk and they go, hey, and you're like, oh, I got to shut up. Isn't that, that's just such a dehumanizing feeling. If someone says, Kevin, could you just give us a minute, you know, something like that, that's one thing. When they go, you're like, what? And there's something inside of you that goes, screw you. You're not going to tell me to shut up. In other words, there's a rebellion. I want you to understand that rebellion is happening with many of these kids. They can't speak their minds. They're being told you're politically incorrect if you say this or that. We all have to just be good and get along. They want one emotion, no emotion. That's the one emotion. These people are powder kegs. They said this, strong social relationships support mental health, and that ties into better immune function, reduced stress, less cardiovascular activation. Deborah Umberson, a professor of sociology at the University of Texas, that was what she said in 2015. Get this, 25% of millennials surveyed said they don't have any acquaintances. Folks, forget friends. 22% of them don't have any friends. 25% of them don't have any acquaintances. Now, I don't know whether it's the same control group, the 22% that don't have any friends don't have any acquaintances, or if it's a whole other thing. But either way, a quarter of them don't have acquaintances. 22%, you could almost say another quarter of them don't have any friends. 25% of them don't have any acquaintances. That's just disturbing. Is social media to blame? As the Daily News points out, 2018 study out of the University of Pennsylvania linked usage of apps like Facebook and Instagram to social isolation. Using less social media than you normally would leads to significant decreases in both depression and loneliness. We have a society where, I mean, I'm not blaming leftists for creating Facebook and Twitter and so on. Congratulations to them. I think these are wonderful tools. But these tools must be used in perspective. And what we're learning about them is not only are they causing loneliness and depression, and in my belief, creating these serial killers and these crazy people that are so detached they don't understand human interaction, it also turns out they're biased. Extremely biased. I mean, talk about your double whammy of leftism. Man, that's a lot of folks, people that are having problems in this country that we don't seem to be addressing. Meanwhile, according to Vox, I'm reading this, many 30-somethings have a hard time making new friends as they get older, as their lives become busier and friends move away. So of those people, the one-third of the people that have friends, 10 or more friends, they don't know how to make additional ones. You know where those friends come from? And for the record, most people, your strongest friendships come early on in life, where you're bonding and imprinting on one another. Some of my best friends in life remain my buddies from when I grew up in Brady, Texas. All right? Some of my best friends in life are my buddies from when I went to military school in Harlingen. I have great friends that I've made since, but those strongest bonds are really honestly with those earlier friendships. Now, I'm not, I mean, my older friends, the ones that I met later in life are going to be, come on, Kev, man, because I love them, man. I mean, they're like brothers to me. But I'm saying the majority of my friendships are still from those formative years. But here's the other side of it. Because I didn't have all that social media, and many of you listening to the program didn't, you're easier to interact with people and make friends. It's funny. With my youngest son, one of my things I really pride with him is, look, go out and introduce yourself. Go meet those kids. I remember when he would go to a new school, he'd be kind of, you know, whatever. I took him to a new school. When he left the French immersion school, I took him to another school, and his mom said he just doesn't interact. And I said, I'll go with him. So I went, and I went up and just started talking to the kids. Hey, kid, come here. Little dude. And I started talking to him. I said, have you met my son? No, I said, introduce yourself. And then Collier would introduce himself. And I, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'd talk to him. And I'd go meet some others. And then they all come up and run around, all these little kids. And I've told this story because all these young black kids were running around me, little boys and girls, like I was bringing ice cream. And then it dawned on me, most of these kids don't have a father figure. They were happy to see a black man come and interact with them. It was an amazing feeling, honestly. One that I'll never forget. I mean, to this day, I still think fondly about that. But my son adjusted well. And now he can go anywhere. He goes places. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go up to such and such. And he'll come back. Yeah, I got a buddy. Yeah, we played. We did such and such. I got his number. You know, we're going to go do something else tomorrow or whatever. Okay. He made the adjustment. These kids can't do it. These guys can't handle it. Loneliness. They said a paper, it was in 2016, researchers in Germany found a peak of loneliness in a sample of 16,000 Germans around age 30 and another around age 50, and then increasingly again at age 80.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bunch of pansies now playing little kitty sports and stuff. They've ruined kitty sports. Jeff Foxworthy does a comedic set where he says the worst thing that happened to kids' sports are their parents. He says these kids just want to go out there, play, and have fun. And the parents are out there just acting a nut. I know that firsthand. My youngest son plays travel ball. Now, there's a difference between, Little League and travel ball. Little League is kids that just love, get out and play, win or lose, have a good day, a bad day. Travel ball, these kids are serious. They want to play. Some of them think they can go into the pros, and they do. I'm not saying my kid can. I'm just saying he's a serious ball player. And he may play in high school. He may play in college. But, he wants to give it his all and see how good he can become. That's what he's trying to do. And so there's a little less fun for them because when they strike out, they're mad, but they're learning all the time. I was telling my youngest son, I said, he went to hit a session of balls, and I bet you, no exaggeration, he hit 300
balls. You know, he has to, you know, think the timing of getting, keeping his shoulder up and spinning around and hitting the ball and all this other stuff. So he's literally working on mechanics of how to be a ball. I told him, I said, I honestly believe you've hit more balls in one session than I hit my entire life as a little league ball player. He probably hit more balls in one training session. And God forbid, do you think I had a pitching coach or a catching coach or a coach in general? Did I have YouTube to look at the technique for picking the ball? Man, you were just, you played baseball, you went home and did your chores. That's how it was for me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And so now, you know, they got all these kids, rules for kids where, you know, they all are getting a trophy. They, you know, they don't keep score in some things. They go, no, we don't keep score. The kids go out, they play, no keeping score. Well, with that in mind, I can see why parents don't get upset, you know, if a referee does something. But why are you not keeping score? The kids know the score. They know how many times they've run around the bases or whatever. And it matters to them, but we don't keep score. Because nobody wants to demoralize a kid, make them feel bad. They all get their little championship ring or their little medal to put around their neck or their little rinky-dink trophy that means nothing. All my trophies when I was growing up meant something. I worked to get them. I remember getting third, second and third and punt, pass and kick, and I was mad. I so wanted gold. I wanted gold one day. I never won gold in punt, pass and kick. I always got second or third. And how much time did I practice? Not much. It was all natural athletics. Whatever I did, it was because I didn't get any. There was no practice, man. I had chores, school chores, and then I'm not going to say I didn't goof off. I fished and hunted every day. But I didn't practice. But I didn't have it. My grandparents didn't say, you want to be a professional athlete or a good athlete? You're going to practice every day and it won't get you a trainer. Are you kidding me? I'm not making excuses because I think most young black kids probably say the same thing. And to be honest with you, so with most young white kids. Most young white kids can't afford that either. They can't afford half the crap I've given to my sons and that you probably give to some of your, give to your kids. Not, I mean, that, back in the day, you know, there was a handful of people that could do it. Let me put it this way. The middle class is more capable of delivering those types of things for their kids today than at any point in history. And certainly under Donald Trump, that's the case. All of this to lead up to a story regarding lopsided scores. Story. Coach of a New York high school football program was suspended for one game for allegedly allowing his team to run up the score on a fellow undefeated opponent. Plain Edge High School coach Rob Shaver was suspended under Nassau County's lopsided scores policy. Did you even know that existed? I didn't. If you could beat somebody 100-0, you beat them 100-0. It's that simple. I'm going to go on because I want to give you kind of an idea of why this is such a big deal to me. He says, his team defeated Southside High School 61-13. Shaver decided to keep his best players in the game despite being 35 points in the fourth quarter. Shaver told Newsday his explanation to the committee who decides on whether he should be suspended was shot down. The policy prohibits teams from winning games by more than 42 points. So he violated that by 6 points. They thought it was a mismanaged game, which my opinion is that isn't the rule. He told the newspaper it should be. You ran up the score on purpose. That's what the intent of the rule is for. Shaver added, what made me the most upset, to be honest, is listen, if the Southside coach complained and said, this guy definitely ran up the score on us, well, then they should investigate. But that's the intent of the rule. The spirit of the rule is to prevent better teams from running up on lesser teams and sportsmanship and dignity and all that stuff. I get it. That didn't happen. Southside coach Phil Ernesto told Newsday he had no problem with the score. I had no problem, no issue with how the game went. He said, I'd spoken to Coach Shaver and I had no issues. Plain Edge is now the lone undefeated team in Conference 3 in Nassau County, but he's going to miss the team's final game of the season. Now, Let's talk about the implications of this. Lopsided score rule. It's kind of like in boxing where they say you can't fight somebody that doesn't have a number, or martial arts. You can't fight somebody that has, like, nobody's going to fight that's 20-1 is going to fight a guy that's 1-0. You know, or 2-1. They don't do it. Your records have to match. They look at the competition because they don't want anybody dying in the ring. It would be bad for the sport. So they make sure they bring in athletic, you know, commissioners, and they bring in doctors, and they will make sure they go, okay, you had any concussion, whatever. If you had a concussion, you can't fight for a certain amount of time. You have to wait. Things like this to protect the sport. And in some cases, they don't want, like I said, they don't want mismatches because it isn't even fun. It's not fun for the team. It's not fun for the fans. So they try to match things up the right way. But occasionally, you will get a team that will say, it's our first game. We want our boys to win. We know we can beat this. You know, if we're a 5A school, we know we can beat this 2A school. And so they institute this lopsided rule. So they say, you know you're overmatched. When you get to a point where your kids have gotten a workout, then stop. I don't agree with it, by the way, because here's the deal. The other coach doesn't have to accept the game. And the other coach can say to his players, listen, I've matched you up with a team that has better athletes, that have a better program, etc. The likelihood of you winning the game is pretty slim. But you know what? You're never going to get any better unless you play teams like this. I'm going to tell you right now, you could be... They could beat us 100-0. But let me tell you what I want for you. I want you to go out there and play hard at a level of competition you will likely never face again and play your hearts out and see if you can disrupt them. Have you ever had these guys that they go, our record is so bad, we're just out here to try to win the game. It's usually like you'll have a team in professional football that's got a record of 12-1 or something. And the other team is 1-13 or 1-12. And so the team knows we're not going into the playoffs. Let's just go out there and do what we can to disrupt everything this other guy wants to do. So my question for people that like the lopsided rule would be, how do you create a scenario where you tell a kid, look, this is a no-win situation, but I want you to go in and play your hardest? Oh, you don't know where it fits? Okay, well, let me give it to you. There are men who are called into war, and a lieutenant will bring them over, or a colonel, and say, hey, this is a suicide mission. I don't expect you to survive, but we got to go get Ryan, Private Ryan, or we got to go blow up that bridge or take that hill or do whatever. Who's in it? You get what I'm saying? What lopsided rule does is it takes away the potential for somebody to say, I don't care if we can't win. That's what people say all the time. You're too little. You're too ugly. You're too short. You're too this. You're not smart enough. Well, you know what? Give me a chance. But you know what we're doing? We're taking that chance away. Because we don't want a lopsided rule. The other thing we take away is the rivalry. Beat me by 60 points and it becomes my mission in life to beat you. I want to get you then. I'm like, oh, they beat us that bad. Man, I can't wait. Next year, it may not be next year, in 2 years. That's how rivalries form. That's good for kids. Boy, we take everything away from people that put that drive in your gut. And it infuriates me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.